I want you to take a second and just visualize the last time you were scrolling through your feed on your phone.
Which, let's be honest, was probably about 5 minutes ago.
Right, exactly. Really picture that content just flying past your thumb. You know, the short videos, the stylized images, the news clips.
Yeah.
Now ask yourself, how much of what you just looked at was actually real?
That is the million-dollar question right now.
It is, because there's this mind-bending prediction from the research firm Gartner that completely stopped me in my tracks today.
Oh, the 2030 prediction.
Yes, they are estimating that by the year 2030, a staggering 90% of the internet could be entirely AI generated.
90%. I mean, it's one of those numbers that is almost too large to properly comprehend at first
It
glance.
really is.
If that holds true, it means the vast, overwhelming majority of our daily digital diet is going to be synthetic in just a few short years.
Which is wild to think about.
It forces us to look at the current state of our feeds
Yeah.
through a completely different and arguably much more critical lens.
Which brings us directly to our mission for this deep dive. Today, we are unpacking a massive stack of research.
A nearly 5,000-person study, to be exact.
Right. Split right down the middle between viewers in the United States and Canada, the study is literally titled AI Slump or Not.
Such a great title.
We are going to explore how you, the person actually doing the scrolling, feel about this tidal wave of synthetic content. And crucially, what happens when companies try to place their advertisements right next to it?
And we are not just looking at surface-level clicks or, you know, view counts here. What this data really gives us is a window into human psychology. We're analyzing consumer trust, the evolution of digital literacy, and the very future of how we process information in a synthetic world.
Okay, let's unpack this. Let's start with the sheer volume of what is already out there. The term AI slop is in the title of this study, and before we get into the heavy numbers, we should probably clarify what we actually mean by that.
Good idea.
When we talk about slop, what are we looking at?
Generally, AI slop refers to that low effort, high volume synthetic content that just clogs up social media feeds.
Right.
It is the stuff that often has that weird, uncanny Sally gloss to it.
Like the impossibly perfect landscapes.
Exactly. Or the bizarre recipe videos that don't quite make physical sense, or those hyper stylized images that just feel slightly off when you look closely at the background details.
So how much of this are people actually noticing in their day-to-day lives right now? Like, are we aware of it?
According to the study, over half of people, 54%, say they're already seeing AI-generated content very often.
Okay, over half.
But what's fascinating here is the generational split buried in this data.
Oh, the Gen Z number.
Yeah. When you look at Gen Z respondents, 63% of them report noticing AI around every single corner. Compare that to boomers, where only 35% say they see it very often.
But wait, let me play devil's advocate for a second. Isn't that gap just a matter of screen time? I mean, a 22-year-old is probably spending significantly more hours a day scrolling through a smartphone than a 72-year-old. Of course, they're going to see more of it.
It is tempting to write it off as just a screen time issue, but the data suggests it's actually much deeper than that.
Really?
Yeah. This is a story about digital literacy and pattern recognition. The research shows us that the most frequently noticed types of AI out in the wild are things like AI spam, AI satire, and what the study calls AI youth depictions.
Okay, what does an AI youth depiction actually look like in practice?
Think about a brand or a creator trying to manufacture a trendy, youthful vibe. So they generate images or videos of teenagers or young adults.
Got it.
To an older demographic, those faces might just look like normal, heavily filtered young people. But younger generations have simply developed a more finely tuned radar for the specific visual quirks of these formats.
Because they grew up native to the platforms.
Exactly. They can spot the artificial lighting, the unnatural skin textures, or those weird structural background details almost instantly.
So if you are listening to this right now, consider your own scrolling habits. Are you the person spotting that weird extra finger on a generated image, or are you just scrolling past, assuming it's just another standard post?
Most people are just scrolling past.
Because while Gen Z might have a highly tuned radar right now, this study shows that our collective radar is starting to seriously malfunction.
It really is.
Yeah.
The technology is evolving so rapidly that we're moving past the era of easily identifiable slop.
Yeah.
The generation tools are getting sophisticated enough that they're breaking our internal barometers for truth.
And that leads us to a statistic that I found genuinely shocking. I've been calling it the AI mirage.
It's a great term for it.
32% of people in this study now mistake human-created content for AI.
Let's just sit with that for a second.
Nearly a third of people. They are looking at actual, real, human-made video or photography, and their baseline assumption is that it's fake.
This is perhaps the most profound psychological shift in the entire report.
It's massive.
The danger of AI isn't solely that fake things look incredibly real. The secondary and much more insidious danger is that real things are no longer trusted. We are entering an era of default disbelief.
Default disbelief. Exactly. I imagine someone doing a practical, real-world camera trick or like a wild skateboard stunt. And instead of the viewer thinking, wow, that's amazing, their immediate reaction is, that lighting looks rendered.
Yeah, the awe is gone.
We are becoming so inherently skeptical of our feeds that we are doubting reality itself. So what is actually fooling people? When they get it wrong, what kinds of synthetic media are tricking their brains into thinking it is human-made?
The study breaks this down clearly. 25% of people are tricked by AI public figure misinformation, and another 18% are tricked by AI sexualized imagery.
And real quick, just to be clear for the listeners, the sources don't take a political side here, and neither do we. We are just imparting what the data says.
Right, absolutely.
Whether it's left-wing or right-wing content, we're not endorsing the viewpoints, just analyzing the trends. But why those two specific categories? Out of all the weird AI art and landscapes out there, why are fake politicians and sexualized images the things slipping past our defenses?
Because those specific categories are engineered to bypass our logical filters. They tap directly into our deepest emotional responses.
Oh, that makes sense.
Whether it's a fake video of a prominent politician saying something completely outrageous,
yeah,
or highly stimulating sexualized imagery, these formats generate an immediate visceral reaction.
Fight or flight, almost.
Exactly. They trigger anger, shock, or arousal before the cognitive part of the brain even has a chance to boot up and ask, wait, is this actually real?
But eventually, the brain does ask that question. And if you are looking at a hyper-realistic fake, you might not be able to figure out the answer.
And that's where the real damage happens.
What does that ambiguity actually do to the person staring at their phone?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it creates a tremendous amount of cognitive friction.
Cognitive friction.
The study points out that the feeling of uncertainty when a viewer specifically states, I couldn't tell if it was AI generated or human created, is a primary driver of negative emotional outcomes.
Nobody likes to feel tricked.
Exactly. People fundamentally do not like feeling duped. They don't like the cognitive load of having to constantly play detective with everything they look at. That ambiguity actively degrades their entire experience on the platform.
So if everyday users are feeling the sense of ambiguity and exhaustion, you have to imagine the brands paying to put their ads on these feeds are sweating right now.
Oh, they definitely are.
If I am a company, I don't want my product associated with an experience that makes the user feel duped or confused.
And the sentiment data shows that brands have every right to be concerned. When you ask consumers directly how they feel about it, they are overwhelmingly negative.
I saw that. It's a huge number.
A massive 81% of people consider it inappropriate for brand ads to appear next to at least one form of AI content.
And interestingly, when you look at the geographical breakdown of the data, the Canadian respondents were noticeably less tolerant of this ad adjacency than the U.S. respondents.
Yeah, across all the vertical categories tested.
Which is a fun side note. But regardless of the geography, 81% is a massive rejection rate. So if a brand's ad inevitably ends up playing right after a piece of weird AI slop, who actually takes the fall in the mind of the consumer?
The researchers asked people that exact question to see how blame is distributed.
What did the pie chart look like?
28% of people place the blame squarely on the creator of the AI content itself. 23% say everyone involved shares the blame equally. And 15% blame the brand directly for showing up there.
Just playing the numbers game, if I am a brand executive looking at that pie chart, I might actually feel a little relieved.
You think so?
Yeah. Only 15% are pointing the finger straight at me. The creator of the fake video is taking the brunt of the anger. That doesn't sound completely catastrophic.
Well, it might not be the majority, but losing 15% of consumer trust overnight simply because an automated algorithm placed your ad next to the wrong video, that is a massive blow to any business.
Yeah. Fair point.
It highlights the absolute tightrope brands are walking. And the risk is not distributed equally across all industries.
How so? Who is taking the biggest hit here?
The research highlights that what we call higher consideration categories are particularly vulnerable.
Break that term down for me. What makes something a higher consideration category?
Think about products or services where trust and reliability are the absolute most important factors in your decision to buy.
Okay.
If you are buying a $2 candy bar, you don't really need to deeply trust the manufacturer. But if you're choosing a bank for your mortgage, or booking an expensive international travel package, or picking a health and wellness provider, you're highly considering that choice. You need to trust them.
That makes perfect sense. If I see a weird, slightly deceptive AI video and then immediately see an ad for a bank, my brain subconsciously links that bank with the untrustworthy feeling of the video I just watched.
Precisely. The data shows that when ads for these higher consideration products appear next to AI content, they see a noticeable drop in being perceived as a high-quality brand.
Wow.
Or a brand that consumers would be willing to pay a premium for. The environment actively damages their credibility.
Okay, so up to this point, the picture we're painting is pretty bleak. It sounds like AI is just a massive minefield. If I'm a brand, the logical move seems to be running screaming from anything synthetic to protect my reputation.
It does seem that way.
But here's where it gets really interesting.
Gutplust.
Exactly. The research completely flips the script here.
This is the plot twist of the entire study. They didn't just ask people how they felt about AI conceptually. They actually ran a controlled test to see what happened when ads were placed immediately after different types of AI content. And the results contradict almost all the conventional wisdom about brand safety.
Right. So we know 81% of people say it's inappropriate for brands to be there. But in the actual test, the ads placed next to AI content performed incredibly well.
The numbers are staggering.
We saw huge spikes. Aided ad recall shot up at 65 points. Brand favorability rose by 6 points.
Yeah.
And purchase intent went up by 9 points.
These are highly statistically significant jumps that any marketer would be thrilled to see.
Wait, hold on. You have to explain this to me because it feels like a total contradiction.
It does.
You just told me people hate feeling duped and they think it's inappropriate for ads to be there. How can these ads possibly be performing better? And for anyone not living in the marketing world, what do these specific metrics actually mean for a business?
Let's translate those metrics first. Aided ad recall simply means memory.
Memory, got it.
If I ask you an hour later, hey, do you remember seeing an ad for a car company? You are significantly more likely to remember it if it played next to this AI content. Brand favorability means your overall positive feeling toward the company has increased. And purchase intent is exactly what it sounds like. You are literally more likely to go buy the product.
But why? Why is a synthetic video making you want to buy a car more than a real video?
It comes down to something called the halo effect. And it's driven by very specific creative types of AI content.
The halo effect.
The study found that if an ad was placed next to AI satire, the brand was suddenly perceived as 11 points more innovative.
11 points.
If the ad was placed next to AI art and creative expression, the brand looked 8 points more innovative. And if it was next to an AI youth depiction, viewers rated the brand as feeling more refreshing.
So it's a novelty factor.
Exactly. When AI is used to create something genuinely entertaining, visually striking, or culturally relevant, like a really clever satirical video, it creates a positive emotional halo.
Ah, I see.
The viewer's brain is stimulated and engaged by the novel content. That positive stimulation doesn't just stop when the video ends. It bleeds over into the advertisement that plays immediately afterward.
The brand essentially gets free credit for being adjacent to the cutting edge of digital culture.
Precisely.
It is like guilt by association, but in a good way. Brilliance by association. But there has to be a dark side to this halo, right? It can't just be a free pass for all AI.
Absolutely. The dark side is very real. This halo effect only exists if the synthetic content is benign, entertaining, or creatively enriching.
What happens if it's not?
If your ad ends up next to AI sexualized imagery, AI spam, or AI public figure misinformation, all those positive metrics instantly vanish.
They're just gone.
The brand's perception as high quality and credible takes an immediate, measurable hit.
Synthesizing all of this, it sounds like AI content isn't inherently toxic for brands, but it is an incredibly sharp, double-edged sword.
That's a great way to put it. It is a tool.
When the synthetic content is fun, interesting, and aligns with what a brand stands for, it actively drives people to search for products and buy them. You can look incredibly innovative, Or you can look completely untrustworthy, entirely based on a video you didn't even make.
And that volatility is the defining challenge here. Even within the categories that seem safe, the landscape is incredibly unpredictable.
The data on the AI art category really drives that point home. You cannot just tell an algorithm to place your ads next to anything labeled AI art and expect a massive boost in sales.
No, absolutely not.
The study tested viewers' ratings of how appropriate different AI art videos were, and the range was massive. On the high end, some videos scored a 76% appropriateness rating.
Very high.
But on the low end, other AI art videos scored all the way down to 22%.
Because art is subjective, and AI generation can easily veer from beautiful and mesmerizing straight into creepy and unsettling. Not all AI is created equal, even when the intention behind it is purely creative.
Which raises the ultimate question. How do we fix this? If the quality of the content varies so wildly, and the stakes for consumer trust are this high, how do brands navigate this?
Right.
And more importantly, how do everyday consumers navigate an ecosystem where 90% of what they see might soon be synthetic?
This raises an important question, and the study actually tested potential solutions for mitigating this risk. The most effective answers they found were surprisingly human.
What kind of solutions actually move the needle for viewers?
The research found that 37% of people feel significantly more positive about a brand appearing next to AI content if that content is explicitly endorsed by a well-liked, trusted human creator.
Oh, interesting.
Equally effective is when the content clearly features a human creator actually in the video, actively using the AI tools as part of their creative process.
So it's all about transparency and human connection. That makes a lot of sense.
It does.
If I am watching a creator I already follow and they say, hey, look at this crazy thing I generated with this new tool, I don't feel duped. I feel like I'm in on the joke.
Transparency is the antidote to the AI mirage.
I love that phrase.
When you can clearly see the human hand guiding the digital tool, the anxiety of that default disbelief evaporates. Clear labeling and trusted human faces act as digital anchors.
Digital anchors.
They ground the experience in reality, giving the viewer the psychological permission to simply enjoy the novelty of the synthetic content without that nagging, exhausting feeling that they are being deceived or manipulated.
So what does this all mean? Let's bring all of this together. We're living through a massive transition in how we consume media. AI is already everywhere, and it's fundamentally altering our psychology.
Without a doubt.
It's making us question reality, leading to a state where we are mistaking the real for the fake and the fake for the real.
The AI mirage.
Exactly. But despite the heavy skepticism and the very real risk to consumer trust, this technology is not an automatic death sentence for the digital economy or for brands trying to reach us.
No, it's not. It just requires a completely new level of vigilance and intentionality. Brands can no longer afford to operate on autopilot, just buying space and hoping for the best.
Right.
They have to actively plan for AI adjacency. They need to build strategies that avoid the harmful, deceptive slop while actively seeking out the engaging, transparent, and creative expressions of the technology that actually boost engagement.
And for you, listening to this deep dive right now, I think the biggest takeaway is recognizing your own power in this ecosystem. As you navigate the internet today, you are not just a passive consumer. You are an active participant in a grand media trial. Every time you pause on a glossy synthetic video, every time you share a piece of AI satire, every time you scroll past an unmarked fake, you are sending a signal. You are actively training the algorithms that decide what gets funded and what gets shown.
You're voting with your attention.
Exactly. Your thumb is shaping exactly what that 90% synthetic internet of 2030 is going to look like.
And I want to leave you with a final thought to mull over as you jump back into your feeds today. We saw in the data that 32% of people are already doubting actual beautifully shot human-made video today.
Yeah.
If we extrapolate that trend out to Gartner's prediction of a deeply synthetic internet by 2030, how long is it until the concept of human-created transitions from the default standard into a luxury status symbol?
Oh, wow.
Will we soon reach a point where we look for 100% organic human watermarks prominently displayed on our media, the exact same way we hunt for organic non-GMO labels on our groceries at the supermarket?